Hi, this is Anita from Reluctant Low Carb Life. At Reluctant Low Carb Life, we believe in the trifecta of health, which basically is about eating fresh foods, foods that will help you feel full longer, and in having fitness as part of your daily life. But one of the things that's been talked about a lot lately in the press, and even friends of mine have talked to me about it, and family members and others, is about the new weight loss drugs, which it mainly goes under the name of Ozempic. There's a lot of talk about Ozempic and whether or not someone should take Ozempic or not take Ozempic. In fact, recently, Oprah Winfrey was on Jimmy Kimmel, and she talked about how she's been taking Ozempic and is no longer with Weight Watchers because she's been taking the weight loss drug. I wanted to tell you today, now this is totally my own opinion. I am not a doctor. I am not a medical professional. So everybody needs to make their own decisions as to whether or not they will take Ozempic or not. I am a great believer in that we all need to make our own choices in life and that whatever those choices are, we live with those choices. And so I wanted to talk today about why I'm avoiding Ozempic, why I will not take Ozempic. And some of my reasons why. For some of you, this may resound with you as to why you will not do it. And others may be like, hey, those aren't reasons at all. I'm going to go ahead and take Ozempic because I feel like whatever the risks will far outweigh the benefits. A few things I want to say about Ozempic is a lot of doctors are giving Ozempic now, especially in the United States. But Ozempic is not a drug for weight loss in many other parts of the world. In fact, in Europe and other parts of the world, Ozempic is not seen as a weight loss drug. Why? Because Ozempic is not a weight loss drug. Weight loss is a side effect of taking the drug itself. Another thing is that I am a great believer that maybe we do something now that we feel will give us a benefit, you know, right now for the future. We'll take Ozempic, we'll feel great, we'll lose weight. And then when we stop taking Ozempic, you know, we gain the weight back. That's been known that everyone has gained the weight back once they've taken Ozempic. I had someone that I know who basically got some quite severe bariatric weight loss surgery. And I know just from being around her that sometimes there's certain foods she can't eat. I can't eat this food. I can't eat that food. I have to take this protein shake. I have to do this. And she's relatively young. And I think, well, this is a lifetime commitment that you've committed yourself to. And maybe one day you might be in some part of the world or somewhere where you may not be able to get those things that you need. And then what? And so that's kind of, for me, some of the reasons why. But let me go through some of my top 10 reasons why and try to explain to you why I'm avoiding Ozempic. I've written a blog on this that I'll put a link to my blog post below that you'll be able to, if you want to read some more details on it, want to be able to send some comments, I'd love to be able to hear from you on what your comments or your thoughts are on this and whether or not you feel like Ozempic is something which is right for you. One of my main reasons why is the uncertainty about the long-term effects of Ozempic. Now, you know, the doctors may tell you different. There's no effects at all. There's absolutely, positively no effects for taking Ozempic. I am just not a great believer in that because there is always some effects for whenever, if you get an operation, whatever drug you put into your body, there can be an effect, and there can be a long-term effect. You maybe just don't know. Maybe it will come down the road from 10 or 20 years from now, they'll say, oh, the people who've taken Ozempic are getting higher rates of cancer than others. Just same thing with you know, ultra-processed foods, which I've talked a lot about here. When we were, you know, younger, and we were all sold this about ultra-processed foods, that they're not harmful for you, that, you know, ultra-processed foods is the same as regular food. Well, now research is starting to show the complete opposite in that. So I am not a great believer, and I do not put a lot of stock into the fact that drugs or other chemicals we put in our body will not have a long-term effect on our bodies and our health. Truth is, there's just not enough research. It hasn't been out there long enough. There's just not enough research to really know whether or not this could be harmful for individuals who take the Ozempic drug, specifically if they are taking it just for weight loss. if there is a long-term side effect to that we don't know about. So that is one of my main reasons why, is we just don't know the long-term, you know, the long-term effects of Ozempic. And we also, the other point is that Ozempic has known side effects. If any, yes, it's maybe not everybody, but there are people who take it who get side effects from Ozempic. In fact, I recently watched a 60 Minutes Australia program where they talked about several people who took Ozempic and then later on died. They don't know whether it was really tied to Ozempic or not, but there's a lot of question about whether or not Ozempic could have been one of the reasons or the cause. Some of the side effects are that they have found that there's some people have severe allergic reactions. They have increased of thyroid cancer, gallstones, and the paralysis of the gastric system. And in fact, there's been some people that have gone have had paralysis of the gastric system who have gone off of Ozempic and it still stayed. So if you are thinking of taking Ozempic, you need to really talk to your doctor about this. You need to be very sure about this because there are people that have had some life-threatening illnesses and ended up in the hospital because of taking Ozempic. Because the lure and the pull to have a drug, to just take a drug that's going to help you lose your weight is really, it's I can understand why people would want to do that. It sounds very appealing to a lot of people. It sounds like the easy way to be able to lose weight. But the truth is, it could end up being a really hard way because it could be life-altering in a way that maybe you will not be happy with or you will not like. My other reason for Ozempic is it's not just a drug that you take and then you lose the weight and then you get off of the drug and then the weight stays off. In fact, in order for the weight to continue staying off, you need to continue to take the shot or the drug. So let's say, for example, if you are 30 now and you decide to take Ozempic, and you need to, you know, you want to you stay on it for the rest of your life until you're 90. That's 60 years. It's not a cheap drug either, which is, you know, can come in about $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 a year. Now you start adding that up. That's a lot of money and a lot of commitment for a drug for weight loss. If you stop taking Ozempic, you will gain the weight back again. That's been proven. People who have stopped taking Ozempic have gained the weight back. So if you want to keep the weight off that you've lost through taking Ozempic, you need to continue taking the drug. At the same time, going back to my first two reasons, you know, we don't really understand what chemicals are going to build up in your body from all those years of taking the drug. Is, you know, are there going to be other side effects that you don't know, or there can be other things that happen that you don't know that are going to harm you physically because of the fact that you've got all these chemicals in your body or these extra chemicals in your body through the Ozempic drug. I also feel like Ozempic is, and this is one of my other main reasons, it avoids the root cause of obesity. We in this world today are obese for many reasons, and obesity I know is a very complex issue. I struggle with it myself, so I know it's very complex. It's not an easy answer for anything. But I do know that one thing that has changed a lot and which started changing in the 1970s and 80s was things like ultra-processed foods, lack of fresh foods, people stopping to move more. All of those things changed. And because they changed, our obesity rates in most countries where we have ultra-processed foods or where people eat a lot of ultra-processed foods, people are not walking or moving as much, the obesity rate also increased. So I feel like Ozempic is kind of like the Band-Aid on the problem. It's not really going to the root of the problem, which means that, you know, for most of us, we need to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. We need to, and I'm not even saying like eat less, I'm just saying eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. Eat food that will help us feel full longer. In other words, when you eat a bag of potato chips, you're not going to feel full for a long period of time. But if you eat an apple, you will. So, you know, that's a matter of us, the root cause of it is us making the correct choices for our eating so that we eat the right types of food. So I feel like Ozempic is not really like it's just putting a Band-Aid on the whole obesity and weight problem. It's not really saying, you know, here's how we're going to solve this. They're just saying, here, take a shot every month and you will lose weight. But make sure you take that shot the rest of your life. And yes, there's no side effects to it, but maybe there could be side effects. You know, we'll tell you like maybe 10 or 20 years down the road whether or not there could be. Or maybe no one will ever tell you that there are. But, you know, you just find that those who took Ozempic have a higher risk of cancers or maybe some other problems. And that goes to my next reason why is Ozempic doesn't really encourage a lifestyle change. You know, Ozempic doesn't really say to people like, look, let's make a lasting lifestyle change. Let's make this a lifestyle change. Let's start moving more. Let's start eating more fresh fruits and vegetables. Let's start eating fresh meat. Let's stop eating so much ultra-processed foods. Let's not eat so much junk food. Let's change our life. Let's make this a lifestyle change. Let's cut out the sugar. Let's cut out other things like that. Let's, you know, cut out those things that we know are bad for us and let's make those lifestyle changes. Ozempic doesn't do that. Ozempic just says, here, take a shot and your weight will get lost and you're, you know, supposedly your life will then improve. It's, again, not going at the root of the problem. It's not really forcing you to change your lifestyle. And anyone who deals with obesity or weight loss or other things really understands that it's a lifestyle issue. It's a choice issue. Yes, you know, nobody chooses to be obese. I get that and I understand that, right? But at the same time, most of us, if we start writing down what we're eating, would realize that we probably eat more than we realize that we eat. And so, you know, I'm not saying that obesity is our own fault. It's not. I am not saying that at all. But at the same time, I am saying that I do not feel Ozempic or drug is necessarily the answer. It goes back to the three things that we believe here at Reluctant Low Carb, which really we believe in eating fresh foods, foods that help you feel full longer, and also in getting fitness into your life, that those three things are sort of lifestyle changes. And I think everyone out there can probably agree that yes, we need to eat more fresh foods, less packaged foods, not eating fast foods. You know, second, we need to eat food so that we feel full longer, so we don't have to eat so much. I mean, that's after all, that's what our ancestors did. I mean, they didn't have obesity problems like we have today. They were eating fresh food, they were eating food that made them feel full, and they were moving. And they didn't have an obesity problem like we have today. So we have to ask ourselves, why do we in this modern world have that? The other thing which I've already alluded to now is the high cost of the drug. You know, being on Ozempic, as we mentioned, or another one of those drugs, is a commitment. And it is a lifetime commitment. So, you know, let's just say that, you know, unless you have an insurance that pays, if your insurance pays, then you might pay $25, whatever, a month. But, you know, you can't always guarantee that you can have insurance going to pay. You know, jobs change, especially in a place like the United States. And as your job changes, your insurance may change. And you may get to a new job that has a new insurance, and suddenly that insurance isn't going to pay again. You may lose your job and not be able to work, and you may not have the ability to be able to get the Ozempic shot. But let's just say, for example, that if you don't have insurance that pays, you need to pay $1,000 a month about for the drug, you know, which is about the cost, $990 something. I saw something recently that Costco was looking to make it cheaper, so maybe it will come down and be cheaper. So let's just say, on average that maybe, you know, maybe in the future it doesn't cost $1,000, maybe it costs $500. So let's say that you're now 30 years old and you've decided that you're going to go on to Ozempic. Okay, so for the next 10 years, even at $500 a month, it's going to cost you $60,000. If it's for 20 years, $120,000. Now, if the price does not go down and you don't have the insurance and it's still going to cost you $1,000, well, then that's going to be double that amount. it's going to be $120,000 within a 10-year period, or $240,000 within 20 years. You think about that for a minute, you think about the cost that, you know, Ozempic is a commitment, and it's a long-term commitment, and it can be a very expensive long-term commitment just because of the fact that it's a drug that once you go on, in order for you to lose the weight, you need to stay on. It's not a drug that you can go off and on, because, you know, the minute you go off it, you will start to gain the weight back. And that has been proven. Anyone will tell you, if you stop taking the drug, you will gain the weight back. So you need to think about this commitment with Ozempic, not only just the commitment of taking the drug long term, but also the cost of taking the drug long term. And even if you have insurance today that will pay for the drug, can you guarantee that you'll have insurance for the next 10 years that will pay for that drug? You don't know. Things can change. Life can change. Situations can happen. You don't really know. Are you still going to have that insurance that will pay for it? Another reason is that the drug is actually limited now. It's really not a drug for weight loss. It is a drug for diabetes. And it just so happens that weight loss has been shown as a side effect of taking this drug. There are people out there who need this drug in order to survive. And, you know, but yet there's a limited supply of the drug itself right now. This can change, of course, in the future. Probably like all things, supply and demand may go, you know, supply may go up, and you know, and so they may get the supply to reach the demand, or may even do the supply over the demand. And then who knows, maybe the price will dramatically go down. But the truth of the matter is that there is now a limited availability of this drug. And, you know, because it is that that's one of the other issues with the drug as to whether or not the drug should even be given for weight loss. My other reason for it, which I've touched on too, again, is it's the fact that I believe in, you know, natural solutions, solutions that you can live with your whole life, solutions which are going to help to make you physically and mentally better. And that has to do with lifestyle changes. It has to do with maybe looking at your relationship with food. It has to do with maybe rethinking about your own life and, you know, and thinking about what changes can I make today? What is a small change I could make today to improve my life? And then you think about, okay, next week, you know, what is something I can do, you know, next week or next month? What can I do to improve my life? And, you know, by maybe over the year's time, maybe you didn't lose as much weight as you would have lost on Ozempic, but maybe you've lost some weight. And would you be better off? I believe that you would be better off by doing it that way. Even if it takes you 2 or 3 years to lose the weight that it would take you to lose on Ozempic, you will still be far better off doing it that way than you would be by going the Ozempic route. And that's because by doing it the way that I'm suggesting, you will not only change your life, you'll change your lifestyle, and it will be a long-term change because it will be something that will change within you. And you will not be tied to a drug that you need to take your whole life, and you will not have the payment for the drug. There's a lot of other great things you can do with that money, and you can just smile and use that money for other things that you wanted to besides having to pay for a drug to keep the weight loss off. The other thing is that they have found with Ozempic that there's some psychological effects that can have an impact on mental health, on depression and other things. So, you know, Ozempic can be a drug that cannot just affect people physically, but can also affect them mentally. And so that's another reason why, because we don't really know what the effect the drugs may have on some human bodies or some human conditions. So I'm a great believer in trying to stay away from drugs as much as you can, because you don't know what their long-term effect will be. And one of my, you know, last reasons is, and I've been touching upon this throughout this entire podcast, is my own personal health goals and values, that I honestly don't want to be dependent upon something like a shot for the rest of my life. You know, that being able to, you know, say that I'm lifestyle changes as fresh food, food that makes you full, and fitness is more appealing to me because it approaches my own personal values of health, wellness, and fitness. And I believe that it's sort of a holistic approach to well-being, that that's the approach that we should be taking, that it's about, you know, us taking this holistic approach, this approach of self-care and of a natural approach to our health, that it can, you know, help us to be able to see that, you know, we can make changes in life and we can decide to make these changes and we don't need a drug to be able to do it. In fact, we can look at it. We can say, look, you know, we can do the what I call the trifecta of health, which I've mentioned several times in this podcast and mentioned several times throughout my blog, you know, about, you know, eating foods that are fresh, you know, purposely eating more fresh foods, eating foods that help make us full. And if you eat fresh foods, you're going to feel more full. Those two are sort of interlinked. The more natural the food, the more full you're going to feel after eating. So you're not going to want or have the desire to eat junk so much. You know, that's why if you ever notice you drive through McDonald's and you, you know, get a fast food meal, within an hour or two, you might be hungry again and you might feel like you need to eat again because that food was not fresh and it didn't help you feel full for a long period of time. And finally, through fitness, finding movement, finding joy in movement, finding things that you want to do every day to be able to move and to become stronger. And if you do that, I believe, then in the long run, you'll be far more healthy, far more happy, and you will have a fuller and richer life than if you took a drug like Ozempic. Ozempic to me is just a Band-Aid. It is looking at something for the short term and not the long term. It is looking at today or next month, or I need to lose weight for this wedding, or I need to lose weight for this vacation, or I need to lose weight for this. It is not looking at the long term about the fact that I want to be healthy, I want to be well, I want to live a full, rich life without drugs and a dependency upon drugs. I want to keep my body clean and healthy as much as I can. And that is why I believe that I will not take Ozempic as a weight loss drug. Now, some of you may have other feelings for it. You may think it's the greatest thing around. This is just my own opinion. Your doctors may tell you differently, but I hope that you will instead look at the natural approach and a natural way to be able to change your life. If you'd like to be able to read more about this, I've written a blog about it called Why I'm Avoiding Ozempic for Weight Loss, My 10 Key Reasons. You can go on there. You can read my reasons. You can add a comment if you'd like to. We'd love to have you be part of our community. We'd love to have you subscribe. Give us a thumbs up if you've enjoyed this. We'd love to hear from you. And we really appreciate you, our listeners, because we know without you, this would not be possible. Thank you so much for listening, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And happy journey to a happy and healthy life.